Would you kindly get a pencil and a paper, sheet of paper, and when you turn this off and come back with a pencil and paper, and then when you come back and turn it on, we'll start at the right place. So turn it off now and do that. All right, now you have your pencil and paper. We are here to develop the most powerful weapon in the world against nuclear missiles, Christ in you. On this sheet of paper, draw a horizontal line from the left margin to the right margin. Anywhere near the top, from the left to the right, one long line. Now find the center of that line, and about a half inch below it, just draw a circle about as big as a dime. Now, to the left of that circle, on the same line as the circle, about a quarter of an inch apart, draw three more circles. So you'll have three circles on the left of the circle in the middle. Then on the right side of that circle, which is in the middle, draw three more circles. Now you've got seven circles, all in a row, and above them a horizontal line. Now take that middle circle of the seven, the fourth circle, and inside it or under it, print the word me. M-E. Now on the horizontal line in the middle of it, big, print the letter I, as in I am. Just nice and big so you really see it. I, right on that horizontal line. And so what we're saying is that this horizontal line represents I, the universal Christ. Now the seven circles, they represent seven of your human incarnations. The present incarnation is the center circle, which you have labeled me. The three circles on the left are your three past incarnations. The three circles on the right are your three future incarnations. Now look at the whole picture you have drawn. Now find yourself. Which one is you? The line or the circles? As you look at this, realize that each circle is a different self of you, and that each circle has a different brain and a different body. Each circle also has a different set of parents and a different set of children. And the question is, are you those seven incarnations with seven different minds and bodies? Are you those separate seven selves who go through birth and death and then repeat the process again and again and again? Do you have parents and children in the first incarnation, and then do you have new parents and new children when you were born into the next incarnation? Are you the me in the middle? Who will die, whether we have a nuclear war or not? Are you the three future selves who will come into being one after the other when your present self is terminated? Or are you the I am, which is the unseparated straight line? Never born, never dying, without beginning, without end, always alive, always one with God, always under the law of eternal perfection, always perfect as your divine Father. Your answer to this question will determine many, many things. It will determine how you live every day of your life. And so, before you decide, think carefully. Your answer will determine whether you live many temporary, separated incarnations or one continuous, eternal life. It will determine whether you are under karmic law or divine law. And this may shock you. It will determine whether you can be destroyed by nuclear missiles or you are immune to every form of mortal destruction. I can safely predict that one day, very soon, you will present this little diagram of the one unseparated I and the seven separated circles to your children, to your special friends, to show them the way to eternal life as taught by Christ. If your realized identity and their identity is Christ I am, undivided by space and time, your chances of being hit or destroyed by nuclear missiles are zero. If your identity is me, the temporary human being living in a temporary body of flesh, you are under the law of death in time, which is the way of all human flesh. Claiming I am is not the same as being I am or living as I am. Many have made the claim that I am while continuing to live in temporary dying human bodies, in a human world that is not the kingdom of God. But I am and human flesh live in two different worlds. The moment you accept I am the universal Christ, not only on your lips, but throughout your being, you will find that your human body does not contain you. Your I-self is not earth-bound, disease-bound, accident-bound. The kingdom of I is not this world. And face it, for a period of adjustment, your friends will think you are behaving a little differently than when you were buddies or business pals growing up together. But remember, to thine own self be true, and yourself is the I am of everyone, including your friends who think you are acting strangely. This is a small price to pay if it will help you survive nuclear missiles, and it will help you to do that and much more. To survive a nuclear holocaust, we are compelled to learn truths and techniques that are unfamiliar to the minds of man, including the mind of science. The mind that was in Christ Jesus transcends time patterns and usually begins where science ends. Let me illustrate. Science tells us that the light of the sun travels to Earth in 8 minutes. In other words, you never see the sun where it is. You see it where it was 8 minutes ago. This means that you are always seeing the sun in the past, never in the present. Science also informs us that the light of many stars takes hundreds of light years to reach the Earth. So again, you are never seeing the light where a star is. You can only see where the star was hundreds of light years ago. Every star you see is in the past, not in the present. All this is taught in every science class, but what science does not teach and what science does not know and what the Christ mind does know is that everything we see in this world is past. You are looking at a world that was, not a world that is. And that amazing principle, more than any other, is going to provide your safety against all the nuclear missiles that now exist in this world. Now look at that line that you drew and the seven circles under it. These seven circles, each of your incarnations, are separate one from the other. On the left, your first three incarnations represent your past. Each of these incarnations is separated by time and by space. And if you continue to live in this pattern, you will have to reincarnate into the last three circles. And if nuclear missiles strike, you will be so far off the divine plan that you will be reincarnating for hundreds of thousands of additional years. But now look at the long horizontal line above the circle. Notice that line continues with no interruption, no break by time or space. It is one complete line now. It represents the now Christ, not living in time, never born, never dying, without beginning or end, unseparated. Now, to your mortal mind, your previous incarnations in the flesh are all past, and your future incarnations are still ahead of you, right? But Christ transcends all time. Christ lives in eternity, where all human incarnations are past. Your present incarnation and even your future incarnations are already past to Christ. Christ is the seventh day of Genesis. Humanhood is the fourth day of Genesis. To Christ, the first 6 days of Genesis, the first six levels of preparation for Christhood are all past, and they're all included in the seventh day, which Christ already is. Here's the point. You are the Christ. You are the universal I Am, and therefore, to the I Am of you, all your human incarnations, even the ones ahead of you, are already past. So if you declare, I am the Christ, but you cling to the belief that mankind can have future incarnations, or that you can have future incarnations, you are denying that Christ. You are forgetting that Christ is your name, yourself, your identity. I've heard Joel say, you can flap your wings all day and say, Christ, I am. But there's no power in that statement. And of course, he's right. You're still a target for the missiles of mortal mind because there's no power in a human incarnation declaring Christhood. When Christ I am means that all your human incarnations are past. You have found the secret meaning of I am, and divine power will manifest. To the Christ mind, this world is past. Only the kingdom is now. When this revelation is realized and becomes embedded in your consciousness through daily contemplation and meditation, you will discover, as the prophet promised, that no weapon formed against you can prosper. To the Christ mind, the nuclear missiles that mankind fears tomorrow are already in the past. This secret of the mystics is one of the great pearls beyond price. Come, ye children of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. Then, listen to the companion clue to this great truth. The kingdom of God is neither low here nor low there, but within you. Now put those statements together. What do you get when you see them together as one statement? Come, my children, inherit the kingdom of God within you. Oh, what a revelation. So with great caution, as if you were handling a Ming vase of the 10th century B.C., look at that divine statement once more. The kingdom of God is not in the sky. It's not in the future. It's not after you die. It's not in your stomach or even in your mind. It is in the most unusual place anyone could imagine, a place so unique that most people in this world cannot find it during their entire lifetime. Instead, they struggle, compete, war against each other, constantly defend themselves against devils, diseases, disasters, hundreds of destructive and distressing forces. All forces that are not in the kingdom. But if they could find the kingdom, they would discover to their great joy that it does not contain even one nuclear missile. It contains no armies, no mad dictators, no power-hungry politicians, no man-eating diseases. In fact, the kingdom contains no evil of any kind. Oh, we think surely such a heavenly place must be reserved only for those specially chosen. Those who have confessed their sins every morning and night and have lived a life of piety, poverty, suffering, sacrifice. Surely that blessed place will be there waiting for them, or for us, if we beg for forgiveness and if we promise not to repeat our transgressions. Surely someone up there has an eye on us and knows that we are good. We are unselfish worshipers. We have charitable intentions. Now, isn't that what everyone has been taught? Worse than all this groveling and self-deprecation is that congregations are encouraged by their leaders to spend their entire lifetime preparing for the great judgment day when they stand before the supreme judge and jury to be admitted or to be turned away from the gates of paradise. Can you think of a greater ignorance than turning hungry souls away from the kingdom within and making them chase a myth in the future while they suffer now needless agonies on earth? To the religions of the world, we must say, within does not mean up there. Within does not mean tomorrow. Nor is the kingdom so small that it can be contained in a human body. How can an infinite kingdom be contained in something finite? Or in something temporary, or something subject to destruction. But wait 1 minute. Take one more look at the original statement. The kingdom of God is within you. Not just within, but within Y-O-U. Then it flashes. The century-old puzzle is solved. The kingdom of God is within I, Christ. What can we do with that? You are I. You are the universal Christ. The kingdom of God is in your Christhood now. Here. And until you find and accept your own Christ self, the kingdom of God can never be attained, even by death. I am the way, because I am the way to the kingdom of God, which is now on earth as in heaven. Is that not exactly what Christ said? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. In other words, I am in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is within me. We have come to a landmark in our journey home. Your name is the universal I, Christ. Only I, Christ, can be where you appear, for I, Christ, is the one infinite and only identity. Let this truth dominate your thought. As it does, automatically, you will find yourself in the kingdom, which is within your Christhood. For when we accept I, Christ, universally, the power of the kingdom within automatically expresses. Grace automatically replaces human decisions. Omniscience automatically replaces human concepts. Grace is infinite automation. Omnipotence replaces the limited powers of man. Omnipresence replaces your transient, fractional existence. You are revealed as whole, self-complete in Christ. And the kingdom is no longer a hoped-for future event in the sky. No nuclear missile will ever fall on Christ I Am. No nuclear missile will ever fall in the kingdom of I Am. For I Am is a plane of consciousness above time, above this world. The good news is that the kingdom of God is now. The kingdom of Christ is now. And all that is in the world, without exception, is in past time. Because to Christ, I Am, all time, even so-called future time, is past. You are learning that nuclear warfare is behind you if you are in your Christ self, which automatically places you in your Christ kingdom here and now. I know this is a truth unknown to the human mind, to the human race, but it's coming to you for a very special reason. You are going to terminate missiles instead of having missiles terminate you. By letting your light shine, you will ignite the flame of spirit, the dove of spirit, in many souls on this earth. I know this tape is destined to be heard in many homes, in many hearts. And one of the reasons is the advanced meditation that we are now about to practice for the first time. Again, please look at your diagram with the seven circles. And with your pencil, just place the point of that pencil on one, just one of the circles. Your pencil point is on one incarnation. And you'll notice that you are not touching the other six circles, the other six incarnations. And that's just how human life is. You can live only one incarnation at a time. But now, put your pencil on the horizontal line. Where are the incarnations? They're gone. Because this is the Christ life. And you live all of the Christ life at one time, instead of in segments. In Christ life, all Christ life is here at the same time. In human life, you live only the lifespan of the moment, the one that is here, one interval at a time. And the other lifespans are not here. They're in your yesterdays or your tomorrows. To live now your whole life which is independent of all incarnations, that is living the Christ life. And that is what we are going to do. Let's call this advanced meditation the non-power of nuclear missiles. The meditation is a specific treatment for the non-power of nuclear missiles. And of course, it requires your constant awareness of I Christ, universal. This will be a nine-part meditation. And it's also the meditation that I wish to suggest for our Saturday and Sunday group meditations around the country when we all join in 12 o'clock at 12 o'clock noon California time. We now have about 300 to 400 persons meditating together at that special time. So if you work out your procedures before you come to the meditation and prepare yourself, say about 10 or 15 minutes before, you'll make a better contribution to the group power. I think this complete 9-part meditation would take about 30 minutes, possibly 45 or even 1 hour, if the spirit carries you away. I think I'd like to give you the 9 themes of the meditation in advance. These are 9 special truths which are all part of the consciousness of Christ I Am. Let's use them now to let spirit go before us, and then we can proceed into the contemplations which bring it all into focus as one infinite experience. Number one, the first theme of the 9-part meditation: there is one creator. Now we're going to do these carefully. I'm just giving you a preview. One creator. Number two, one creation. One creator, one creation. Those are the first two themes. Number three, the creator is the substance of the one creation. Number four, the creator is here now. Number five, the creation is here now. Number six, all the creation is here. Seven, all the creation is here now. Eight, this entire world is already past. Nine, I rest in Christ I Am. Those will be the 9 steps of our meditation. We are letting world concepts go by. We are following I Am the Way to the kingdom of God here now. Where nothing can enter to defile or make a lie. Your readiness is the equivalent of saying, "Speak, Father." Thy son is ready to listen to the infinite consciousness. There is one creator. This is the cornerstone of all truth. Feel the presence of one infinite creator. I am the way. I am the first. I am the last. I am all. Beside me there is no other creator. I am the one perfect source. I am the source, and there is no other source than I, the perfect creator. Because I am the one infinite creator, nothing can change this truth. your knowledge of this truth, your fidelity to this truth, will part the Red Sea of all illusion. Noah, Joshua, David believed in one infinite creator. The illusion of a second creator did not deceive them. Your knowledge of one infinite creator forms an ark, and that ark sails through the flood of time, through the flood of space. Your knowledge of one infinite creator is a seventh trumpet that collapses the sense worlds of Jericho and reveals paradise now. Your knowledge of one infinite creator is the smooth stone in the slingshot of the one consciousness that slays the giant world mind. One infinite creator is your refuge, your strength. There is one creation, not two. The one creator has not created two creations. All that proceeds from the one perfect creator is perfect forever. There is one perfect creation, no other. One infinite, undefilable creation under perfect law forever. This perfect creation, this only creation, can never have a flaw. Can never contain an evil. It is eternally perfect as its eternally perfect creator. One infinite perfect creator, one infinite perfect creation. When you know this, you are in I, Christ. For I, Christ, knows this. When you do not know this, you are not in I, Christ. Do you know this? Are you I, Christ? The creation has a substance. The creator is the substance of its creation. The source and its creation are one, indivisible, forever. There is one infinite creator, which is the substance of the one infinite creation. And this one infinite substance of creation is as perfect as the infinite creator. Yes, we remember. Joel said, God is the substance of all form. And this is what he meant. That perfect spiritual substance is the invisible substance of everything visible in our world. We are looking at human ideas where only spirit is. Spirit can never be evil or destructive. Spirit can never be shaped into nuclear missiles. The invisible substance of all nuclear missiles is infinite spirit. Spirit is the substance. Nuclear missiles are the concept in the world mind. Infinite spirit can never destroy nor be destroyed, and there is no other substance. The only creator is now. God is now. God is always now. The only creator is always present. Being infinite, the one creator is present now everywhere. No matter what you see, the infinite creator is there, and what you see is not. In the nowness of the one creator, perfection is constant, and perfection is independent of visible changes in passing time. This infinite perfect creation is always being now. And therefore, whatever seems to be imperfect or destructive is not being now, is not happening now. When we see imperfection, we are looking at the past. Because now is always present, and now is always perfect. That which is evil or destructive is the past, seen by a human mind, which is past. But I, Christ, in the Christ mind, see the now of the one perfect creation, which is invisible to human eyes. And so when we fear destruction or imperfection, we are in the future that can never come. We are hypnotized into the belief in time. Now is always present. Now is always perfect. Now is never yesterday or tomorrow. Future imperfections or future destruction or future false powers can never enter now. They can only appear in the illusion of passing time, to the mind that was not in Christ Jesus. As you stand in the eternal now, in the infinite now of I Christ, never can you be touched or hurt by destructive forces in time. The creation is now. The creation is here. Because creation is infinite, here must also be infinite. To God, everything is here. To Christ, everything is here. The word there is a deception. The belief in objects out there never comes to the I Christ. The instant that something seems out there, be aware that you are rejecting I Christ, as your identity. I, Christ, is infinite. Therefore, the infinite creation is here to I, Christ. All the infinite creation is now. All of the creation is now. Nothing is missing. If you make contact with creation, you are now in contact with all souls who are in the now. Even if to human sense they appeared on earth thousands of years ago, Christ today and Christ 5,000 years ago are now in this nowness. No souls are separated by time. In this nowness, all souls live in one eternal creation under perfect divine law now. Free from harassment of all time illusions, such as diseases, disasters, or nuclear missiles. And now we come to one of the strangest truths of all. And this is hard to get. Even when you say it or hear it, you don't hear it. All creation is here now. Nothing will be added. Nothing can be subtracted. Creation is finished. But that is not the strangeness. Here, the word here is infinite. Here is the fullness of the spiritual creation. And so wherever you contact creation, you contact the fullness of it. Because creation can never be less than itself anywhere. Now this becomes a very important healing principle, especially in absent healing. Because when you heal with the knowledge that all creation is here, absent healing becomes powerful. You see, the creation can never be absent. To Christ, both Lazarus and Jesus are both here. They're not separated by a tomb. And that realization of oneself, one substance here, restores the outer harmony. Here where you stand is holy ground because here is the full universe. Here is the infinite creation. And as you work with this principle of here is the entire creation, many marvelous things happen in your consciousness. When you, for instance, know that an area no larger than a pinhead contains all creation, here and now, you will know that you have discovered a truth beyond all truth. The world seems to vanish. A peace seldom known brings the ecstasy of realization. And almost as strange as the universe on a pinhead is the next principle. And it's the key to our work now. And that is, this world is past. Only creation is here now. Only the Creator is here now. To man, Christ seems to be 2,000 years ago. But Christ is here now. And modern man, who seems to be now, modern man is past. It's like those two travelers on a fast train. To each other, they seem to be standing still. So humans, living in the past together, seem to be now to each other. It is a law. Everything that happens in time is past. Even all future time is already past to I, Christ. The great revelation known to the mystics is that all future evil is already past. Because mortals are standing in time, they see only the past. But to them it appears as yesterday, as yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Nuclear missiles are already past. But man, trapped in dying time, thinks that they are in his future. Your last principle, the ninth, rest in I. I am the way. Rest in your I Christ identity, for I am here. I am now. I am not in the illusions of passing time. Here I am, everywhere I am. Throughout eternity, now I am. Throughout the eternal, now I am. I am the infinite, I am. Living now in the infinite fullness of being. All time is past, and all it contains is past. The illusion of nuclear missiles will seem real to all who remain trapped in that which is not the creation of the one Creator, but in the now that is timeless. The now power, the now reality of nuclear missiles in time is revealed to I Christ as nothingness, as non-power. Non-reality. For the Son of God knows only the creation of the Father. This world will not survive if it waits for the return of Christ. The day that mankind realizes Christ is here now as the life and the self of every individual on earth, on that day the threat of nuclear extermination will vanish from the consciousness of man. Eternal life will embrace us as we step out of the past and out of the false future into the now miracle of I, Christ. In I-ness, we are quickened to walk outside of time without fear, to live by grace as spiritual souls in the same universe that God lives. And so let me read to you a paragraph written by Joel Goldsmith in his book titled Living Now. The last chapter, titled The Revelation of Spiritual Sonship, page 204. And here's what Joel says. Now, the time has come when the Christ must appear as every individual. That is the activity, the function, the purpose and the reason for the message of the infinite way. The infinite way has been sent to prepare the consciousness of the world, not for the second coming of Christ, but for the first coming. Since the Christ has never been on earth as universal consciousness, and the infinite way is preparing the world for the first experience that we are all bringing forth for the illumination of the world. Christ is your now self. Humanhood is your yesterday self. All human forms are past. The belief that form contains you or anyone else is the universal hypnosis that keeps you out of the eternal life universe. We are being liberated into the allness of spirit, and I now call on every student dedicated to manifesting the living word of God to join in the great experience, the seventh day experience, in which the walls of Jericho, the walls of humanhood, come tumbling down. Let the message of divine love flow in you, through you, to the world, lifting the veil of fear and death, until with the Christ mind we behold the finished kingdom now. Saturday and Sunday, 12 noon, every week, California time. Let us do this 9-part meditation. And then during the week, why don't you take each of the 9 principles and, you know, make one a subject for one meditation. Use the individual theme to strengthen your meditation for that one meditation, then switch to the second one and go through them so that in 9 meditations over a period of 2 or 3 or 4 days, you've done the 9 different principles so that they become one with you. Then on the weekends, we put them all together in one group meditation together. This is how we are to face the nuclear missile crisis now. To show the power of I, Christ, on earth. Infinite Christ I am. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? But the Bible assures us that there's nothing impossible to I, Christ, realized. And that includes the abolition of all causes of death on this earth. Because I am the way to heavenly riches and to heavenly power now. We maybe have time to suggest a midnight meditation, which you might find very helpful. I suggest that before going to bed, start your meditation with this thought. Tomorrow morning, I will wake up in the kingdom of God. And then when you awaken in the morning, instantly begin your meditation with, I am in the kingdom of God. Then expand that into a real contemplative meditation. And be sure that for the rest of the day, no matter what else you do, try to be true to the truth, knowing that only the kingdom of God is present for Christ, and Christ you are. And don't be trapped into things that you know cannot be in the kingdom where you live. Oh, this has been a class for me. It's saying, let there be light. Let your Christ light, as the one divine Son, stand in eternal oneness on the mountaintop of one being, without opposite. That's what it's saying to each of us. You'll receive 2 more tapes in the special 7 series. That is, if you have subscribed to it. And then we'll share the October experience on the Island of Rainbows. Meanwhile, from Kauai to you, from soul to soul, a warm aloha in the joy of one Christ, I am.